time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, last week we took a look at Swiss neutrality because many people asked us to take a look at that. And this week we're continuing on that theme and the popularity of this principle of Swiss foreign policy with the population. But there is a lot more to say about Swiss neutrality. So we're going now to take a closer look at an aspect we did touch upon at the very end of last week's episode, and that is Switzerland's application to participate in the UN Security Council. So, Dario, this is a major debate in Switzerland right now, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And the application of Switzerland for a non-permanent seat in the UN Security Council actually dates back to 2011 already. Geneva Social Democrat Micheline Calmy-Rey was president and foreign minister of Switzerland at the time, and it was her who launched the application procedure for this Security Council seat.
Okay, so why did she do that then?
Well, she is a strong believer in a so-called active neutrality, one that has Switzerland engage in world politics, and in her opinion, a seat in the Security Council would allow the country to develop its network and therefore also its influence in world politics. And that's essentially still the opinion of the current government.
Okay. However, it's not an opinion that's shared necessarily everywhere. Not everyone thinks this is a good idea for a neutral country.
No, and we talked a little bit about that in last week's episode. Especially the right-wing Swiss People's Party believed that a seat in the Security Council would not be compatible with Swiss neutrality because the Security Council sometimes votes on military interventions, which doesn't seem to be very compatible with neutrality as a concept, right?
Okay, now I'm not someone who would normally and naturally side with the Swiss People's Party, I have to be honest. However, in this instance, strikes me they have a point.
Yes, I thought so too. And you could say, you could argue, yes, that they do have a point. But the Micheline Calmy-Rey and the government, they say that the council, the Security Council, only very rarely decides on military interventions. From the start of its existence in 1945 and up until 2019, the Security Council has adopted about 2,500 resolutions, and only four of them were military interventions. So it's not like they decide on military interventions all the time. The rest of the resolutions, the rest of the 2,496 resolutions they were of political nature, and the government argues that it is therefore not a problem for Switzerland to participate in the Security Council, and that Switzerland could actually play its card as a trusted broker between nations for all those political resolutions.
Okay, now, while you do say votes on military interventions are very rare, but it could still happen, and especially if you take a look at current situations. Yeah. So what happens then?
Well, it could still happen indeed, but in a recent interview that Micheline Calmy-Rey gave at the beginning of this year to the news platform Swiss Info, she said that even such a vote on a military intervention would technically be compatible with Swiss neutrality.
I find that tricky. So how does that work?
Well, the former Swiss president says that in an exceptional case, the Security Council nevertheless authorizes a military intervention, it acts in unison and on behalf of the international community. And since neutrality in its most basic definition only applies to interstate conflicts, a Swiss vote on such military intervention would technically not be contrary to its neutrality policy, according to Calmy-Rey. But you see, there's a bit of a, you know, it's on a technicality,
yes,
that it wouldn't be a problem.
And it also strikes me, what if that vote in the Security Council was so close it hinged on one vote? You know,
yes.
So, you know, that could also make it a bit trickier.
That would be.
Yeah.
nightmare for Swiss diplomats was down to Switzerland.
I think that could well be the case. However, the argument, mind you, or that argument, as you're pointing out, doesn't really convince everybody, does it?
No, certainly not the Swiss People's Party. But the problem here is really about how you define neutrality in the first place. Basically, do you make it about just the non-participation in armed conflict, or do you also apply it to everything else and avoid any situation in which you might be asked to take a side and be it just by expressing an opinion, and which is basically the Swiss People's Party's approach. Who have this approach of really just like being super neutral on anything and avoiding participation really in anything that could put Switzerland into the position of having to pick a side.
Well, now the thing is that Switzerland, of course, is a very late comer to the United Nations. In 2002, finally, the people did vote on it. Even for that issue, rivaling parties argued Switzerland would lose its neutrality by joining the UN. One could argue it's managed to keep its neutrality by being a member of the UN, but a seat on the Security Council, let's say, being decided by a popular vote, is not on the cards. So how popular do we know that this position the government is taking about joining the Security Council is with the people?
Well, yes, as I said, the people don't have a say in this, but there have been yearly polls, and according to those, a majority of the population has been in favor of Switzerland joining the Security Council ever since 2011. The most recent poll done by the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich shows that in January 2021, 67%, so a solid majority of the population, was favorable to the government's project. But as you said, it's not up to the people. There will be a vote held at the UN this June. And from the information that I could gather, it looks like it's only a formality, and Switzerland will most likely join the Security Council for 2 years in 2023 and 2024. The Swiss People's Party actually has still tried to stop the project. Actually, just a few weeks ago, they wanted a special vote to be held in Parliament, and there was debates, and the government defended its positions, but in the end, the Swiss People's Party was really the only political party that solidly voted against this vote. There were 125 votes in Parliament in favor of the Security Council seat for Switzerland, and 56 votes in the Swiss Parliament who were against going ahead with the project. So even in the political arena in Switzerland, the decision is quite clear that Switzerland wants this seat on the Security Council, and this despite the current situation in Ukraine, which could lead to some, yes, maybe tricky decisions in this Security Council in the coming years.
It could well do. But as you say, if Switzerland's successful in that, and it looks like, as you say, it's a technicality, because I believe there are two seats available, only two applicants.
Switzerland. For Western Europe, and it's like Malta, and there's no other competitor for the seat that Switzerland has applied to. So really, the only way this could have being upended was from the inside by the Swiss People's Party, but they failed in their last attempt few weeks ago.
Yep, so it looks very likely that Switzerland will be joining the UN Security Council in 2023. Okay, then, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there taking a look at Swiss neutrality and its seat on the UN Security Council. If you'd like to hear that episode again and others in the series, then all you need to do is go to our website, which, of course, is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.